Applause rang out in the boardroom after supervisors unanimously okayed a deal to support the War Memorial and Art Museum. Chair Marina Dmitrievich said the board made a statement.
We are sending an 18-0 message to the county executive, and I have one request. Sign it as soon as possible. We're speaking with a united voice.
Under the plan, the county will pay $1.6 million a year for 10 years to help run both the memorial and the museum. Most of the money will go to the museum. Supervisor Jerry Broderick says each needs an infusion of cash because for too long, the county has failed to maintain their facilities.
Much of this deferred maintenance has been the product of executives who want to appear to be fiscally prudent to the point of not caring for the very resources that we own and operate in the name of lowering taxes.
While Broderick and Dmitrievich wholeheartedly support the agreement, a few board members voted yes reluctantly. Supervisor Anthony Stakunis worries about the board acting on a single budget item and not during the budget season.
We're locking ourselves in now for 10 years at a 25% increase for this particular line item on our budget. And I think that's the danger with coming up with one item at a time, which is that each item, when it stands by itself, looks really excellent and looks really overwhelmingly good and that we should all vote for it.
Stakunis suggested the board provide less money for the memorial and the museum and slice the time frame, but supervisors shot down his recommendation. Joining him in expressing concern was Supervisor Deanna Alexander. She says the vote put her between a rock and a hard place.
Between fiscal conservatism and aiding veterans were two causes that I knew that I had constituents that supported both. I reached out to some of them. And they advised me and asked that I would err on the side of aiding veterans.
Alexander says if she had more time, she would have offered amendments. County Executive Abley has threatened to veto the measure because of the cost. However, it appears the board has enough votes to override the veto. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.